ABC Radio Australia.
Pope Francis, the head of the Catholic Church, who made history as a liberal reformer, has died at the age of 88. Across the Pacific, the pontiff championed environmental care and social justice, making one of the longest trips of his papacy to countries including Papua New Guinea and Timor-Leste last September. Pope Francis had been scheduled to visit Fiji in the past, and a visit was highly anticipated. And Finau Funua spoke with Fiji's Archbishop Peter Loi Chong.
He was actually supposed to visit Fiji before COVID, and then because of COVID, I think they cancelled his trip. But then he visited Papua New Guinea last year, and it shows he's taking his words in reality, that he's being close to the people on the periphery, and in this case, he visited Papua New Guinea. Country that is marked by a lot of social and ecological injustice.
What was his message to the Pacific Islands during his visits?
He spoke very prophetically. That's, he made a very clear message to Papua New Guinea. Not only Papua New Guinea, it's the whole Pacific Islands, small islands that are vulnerable to exploitation of mining companies, and he spoke about how we should counter ugly indifference and egocentricism, which is, we're small islands, we are very vulnerable to the exploitation of big companies. And he talked about natural resources which are for the common good. Something that that is an issue in Papua New Guinea, and with deep sea mining coming around the islands, and that's a very straightforward, very prophetic language to speak to our leaders. How the natural resources that we have in the Pacific, not only for the big companies to exploit, but it's for the common good. And this is a word that he said. These goods are destined by God for the entire community, and suggested that billions of dollars made from digging, dredging, drilling, mining the earth must benefit all peoples and not only a few rich people. Those are very prophetic words that he said in Papua New Guinea, and not only to Papua New Guinea, to the small islands. Now there's a strong interest in and push for deep sea mining. So I found that very, very practical for the small islands in the Pacific. In his sermon to the youth, he talked about how we will fall, but we must get up. And he actually, put gestures about falling, get up, and then meet the youths to this. So he has a very simple way of communicating. And lastly is that something that really came home to us in Oceania. He said, the Oceania is the periphery, but also the center of God's heart, and gave his message. The ocean is far out in the ocean, distant from the rest of the world, but at the center of God's heart. And that resonates with what scientists are saying, that, if we are to care for the earth, one of the first places that we should care for is the ocean. At heart, we will really miss that, and Pope, they can see the world from the small islands.
That was Fiji's Archbishop Peter Loi Chong speaking to Finau Funua.